Good morning. It is now 9 o'clock and I call this meeting of the Business, Finance and Facilities Committee to order. Carrie, will you please take roll?
Chair Carvalho.
Here.
Vice Chair Brager.
Here.
Regent Fernandez. Regent Goicoechea.
Here.
Regent Goodman.
Here.
You have a quorum present.
Thank you. Before beginning, we take a moment to recognize that here in Nevada, we stand on the land of the Washushu, Washoe, Numu, Northern Paiute, Nui, Western Shoshone, and Numu, Southern Paiute. We take a moment to recognize and honor their stewardship that continues into today. With this recognition, we state an intention to rightfully include their voice and respect them as the 27 sovereign tribal nations of Nevada. I'll move on now to public comment. For those who would like to call in and offer public comment, please dial 669-444-9171 and enter meeting ID 961-6251-7764 and passcode 555-555. Is there any public comment at Great Basin College?
No public comment, Madam Chair.
Thank you. SES, is there any public comment on the phone?
There are no callers for public comment at this time.
Thank you. I'll close public comment and move on to item number 2, consent items. So I will open up the floor for any comments or a motion to approve consent.
If there's no comments, I'd make a motion for approval for all the consent items.
Thank you. I have a motion from Regent Brager. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Regent Goodman. Any other discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Item number 3, fourth quarter fiscal year 2024-2025 fiscal exceptions for self-supporting budget. I would assume for this we would go to CFO Vitone.
Yes, thank you. Good morning. Thanks, Chair Carvalho. Chris Vitone, for the record. Item 3 on your report is the fourth quarter fiscal exceptions report. This is a report that provides information to you at the end of each quarter of the campus accounts that end the quarter in a deficit. Has been the case for some time in the report. We have the accounts grouped for you into several sections, program accounts where they're recurring program activity, capital project accounts, and then strategic funding accounts at UNR and UNLV. We did reorganize the report for this cycle where you'll see the report pages now are structured so that you have each campus individually, but with their accounts grouped in those categories. I did maintain the memo at the summary level for each of the types of accounts. And so you have in the memo a summary of the operating accounts, the project accounts, and strategic funding accounts. But then in the report itself, you'll see all of UNLV accounts first, then all of UNR's and so on. I wanted to highlight, I apologize, in the memo, in the discussion about UNLV's special project funding account, I hadn't updated that quarter-end unrestricted cash balance that is the offset to the deficit for that account. On the second page of your memo where I referenced the $144.2 million of unrestricted cash balance at UNLV, that should the June 30th figure for there is $159.6 million. And I didn't have a bullet point on UNR's account. UNR's account, it's that same category, ended the quarter in negative $22 million. With a unrestricted cash balance offset of $147 million. And with that, I would pause and see if you have any questions. I know we have campus representatives if you had any questions on individual program accounts or any of the projects or anything.
Mr. Vitone, so I will open it up for any questions or comments regarding the fiscal exceptions report. I do want to say I appreciate the new structure of this report. I think that the transparency and the clarity of the report is improved. So thank you for that. Any questions or comments? No. Hearing and seeing none, CFO Baton, I didn't know if there was anything else that you wanted to discuss regarding this report.
I had no other comments. Thanks.
Thank you. All right. So then at this time, I'll move on to item number four, fourth quarter fiscal year 2024-2025 athletics financial report for UNLV, UNRCSN, and TMCC. And I'll go to CFO Baton again.
And thank you again, Chris Fatone, for the record. Item number four is athletic financial reports at the end of the fourth quarter for the four campuses with athletic programs. These reports, the board did receive an update at the June meeting that included a projection for the year ending June 30th, 25. These reports similarly have that projection with slightly updated information given the time period they were presented. The financial system was substantially closed, so these are numbers that were fairly close to the closing figures, but at a point where there could still be some final closing adjustments, so they're still listed as projections rather than actuals, and you'll get your actuals in the normal course with year-end information. That said, the closing was fairly close to the projections in all cases the campuses provided. We have continued to work with the campuses to work on these reports being consistently prepared with common terminology and common line items for your presentation. So we have tried to ensure that all campuses are preparing them using the same guidelines and that items classified as both direct and indirect institutional support are included across the campuses. And again, with that, I'll pause and I think representatives from the campuses are present if you have any questions.
I'll open it up to any questions or comments from regents on the committee. Okay, I'll open it up to any of the institutions who have representatives here. I see AD Harper. I didn't know if you wanted to comment on your report, but I'll give you that opportunity if you'd like.
Good morning, Eric Harper, for the record. I just wanted to say we've been working really hard with with campus as well as with the system office on getting these reports more streamlined, and I think we're in a really good space right now for the streamline of these reports to be closer to our projections through the pro formas that we have at this particular time. I think we're moving in a positive direction.
There are any in attendance today? Seeing and hearing none, thank you. Then we will move on to item number five. Short-term ground lease with Las Vegas Paving Corporation for a portion of the 42-acre property for UNLV. And I don't believe President Eby is with us, but it
yes.
looks...
I'm here. Chair Carvalho.
Oh, okay, great. Okay, please go ahead. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair and Vice Chair Chris Heavey, President, Interim President of UNLV, for the record. We're here today asking you to approve essentially an addition to the ground lease for the 42 acres on our property in order to continue to monetize that vacant land to the greatest extent possible. Essentially, this is an extension and consolidation of some existing agreements that would allow Las Vegas Paving to use this for staging for the Maryland Parkway construction that they're doing. It allows us to have the ability to extend the lease at our discretion for multiple times past the current expiration date, and so it gives us flexibility going forward if we end up having another dedicated use for the land at the initial expiration of this lease in January 2027. Happy to answer any questions and have Dave Frommer and Elise Bunkowski here with me in case there's any detailed questions. Thank you.
President Eby, I apologize for not seeing you at the beginning. Okay, I will open it up to regents on the committee for any questions or comments. I will also remind you that this is for possible action.
I have something to say.
Yes, Regent Goodman.
Thank you, President Hebe. I see Dave's on the call too. Of course, I understand monetizing this property, but I just wanted to reiterate the fact that it's 42 acres, it's in a prime location, and I just think I just can't wait for us to get something of value on that property and for us to actually have something there that we can be proud of. So I just wanted to put that on the record. I of course, understand monetizing it in the meantime, but I also wanted to express my anticipation for us getting a project on there that will be worthwhile.
Thank you for your comment, Regent Goodman, and we couldn't agree more. You see on the full board agenda, we're talking about the process for going forward with next steps to do a more permanent resolution of how to monetize that land. And I think the structure of this deal is set up so that it would come to a conclusion at a time frame that would be the earliest we could conceive of having some kind of more permanent arrangement for the land, but also allow us to extend if it takes a little longer to come to that more permanent vision for how we'll use this land. But agree 100%. Thank you.
Regent Brager.
Regent Brager, for the record. President Hebe, is this going to be like a new RFP, or when that time comes, how are we going about looking at that land? And if it needs to be for another discussion, I'm happy to wait on that.
Yes, Regent Brager, thank you for the record. Chris Hebe, that's a perfect question, and I would suggest that we wait until we get to the full board item, which is focused on updating you on the process we anticipate for the more permanent resolution.
Much for that.
Thank you. So at this time, this is an item for possible action for a short-term ground lease with Las Vegas Paving Corporation for approximately 7.2 acres. Of the UNLV-owned 42-acre property generally located near the southeast corner of Tropicana Avenue and Kelch Drive in Clark County, Nevada. And so at this time, I would entertain a motion to approve this this lease, along with authorizing the chancellor to negotiate, finalize, approve, and execute a short-term ground lease along with any ancillary agreements or instruments required to implement and manage the ground lease, including but not limited to any amendments to or extension of the ground lease. All aforementioned agreements and instruments shall be reviewed and approved by the NC General Counsel or NC Special Real Estate Counsel to implement the terms and conditions required to finalize, execute, and administer the ground lease.
Motion to accept by Susan Brager.
Thank you. I appreciate that motion. So I have a motion from Regent Brager. Is there a second?
Second.
Second from Regent Goodman. Any other discussion?
Madam Chair.
All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Yes. Regent Goodman.
Yeah, just a quick question now. But this subcommittee action is only to forward it to the full board, right? That's our recommendation, to bring it to the full board, as I understand it.
Is this to approve just over a 7 acre ground lease? There is an agenda item for the full board to discuss the future plans for the entire 42 acres. And I'll open it up for legal to chime in.
And Jimmy Martinez, for the record, just to clarify, so the committee items, the committee moves it for approval, and then it does go to the full board as part of the committee report, and it requires the full board to approve it at that time. I think that's what you're asking.
Thank you. I'm fine with that clarification.
Thank you. So at this time, I have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Item number six, allocation and use of capital improvement fee funds from UNLV. And for this, I will turn it over to Interim President Chris Heady.
Thank you, Chair Carvalho, and Vice Chair and Board of the Regents members. Today we're asking for the authorization to use $4 million of our CIF capital improvement fee funds to support the matching that is expected from State Public Works in order to complete the planning for our new business building. And so we were excited in the last legislative session to, along with UNR, receive planning money for our key capital priority. The expectation from State Public Works is that we match the $6.2 million that the state has allocated for this project with $6.2 million of our own money, and we're prepared to do that. And our request today is to allow us to use $4 million of capital improvement fee money as part of the total $6.2 million match. We will note that this has been a little bit different than previous ones where the bill did not require the match, but the match is expected from State Public Works because they've estimated the full cost of the design of the building to be roughly $12.4 million. One of the pieces of good news in that is that because the match was not required, the State Public Works will fund the state, will use the state dollars first and the university dollars second. So if the cost comes in below the $12.4 million to do the design work for this project, we would actually then not have to allocate the full $6.2 million. But as we know, these buildings will be quite expensive, and so all of it will be available for the full cost of hopefully constructing this building starting soon after the close of the next biennial legislative session. Thank you very much, and we have our team here to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you, President Heady. I'll open the floor to any regents who have questions or comments, and this is for possible action.
I move to approve.
I'll second.
Thank you. I have a motion from Regent Goodman and a second from Regent Brager. Any other discussion? Seeing and hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Thank you.
Opposed? That motion carries. Thank you so much. Item number seven, Sixth Amendment Interlocal Medical Office Lease with UMC of Southern Nevada, UNLV. President Heady.
Thank you, Chair Carvalho, Vice Chair, and members of the Board of Regents. Here we're asking for an approval to extend a lease that we have in partnership with UMC. We were looking at potentially moving this office location, but the lease that you had approved at a previous meeting ran into some difficulties with the landlord as they experienced some quite substantial challenges. That I'll let Mike Wixom brief you on offline if you're interested in that story. But we were deeply appreciative to University Medical Center for having the flexibility to allow us to extend the lease at our current location for long enough to come to a more permanent home for these medical parts of our practice plan. We're happy to answer any questions you may have. Thank you.
Thank you so much, President Heady. This is also for possible action. I'll open the floor to Regents. So, Regent Brager.
Thank you so much. In regards to this Sixth Amendment, as we look at this, and I know you sort of alluded to looking for a permanent home, is this a, and I apologize, I did read this, but I read a lot of things. So these are 2 6-month extensions. And then during that 12 months is how I'm gonna look at this. Are we looking to possibly have that future to where we're not continuing leasing? I'm still against leases.
Yes, thank
you. Especially this many years.
Thank you for that question, Regent Brager. It's our understanding that UMC would like to essentially bring this to a close so that they could use this facility for their own needs. And so they've asked us to essentially move out, and they were generous enough to be willing to extend it given the problems that we had encountered with the plan that had been put in place. But it is our vision that we will be looking for a new permanent home for these areas of the practice plan. And Interim Dean Netzke is here if she wants to add anything to that that comment.
Thank you, President Heavey. Allison Netzke, Interim Dean of the School of Medicine. So this current lease is for a 12-month extension with 2 6-month options beyond that. And so we're actively working with Dave Frommer's team to look for opportunities for a permanent home for our pediatrics clinic.
Quick follow-up on that. So it's actually 2 years. I read that wrong when I looked at it. And I guess what I'd like to know, you're not looking for, hopefully there's financial stability to not look for another lease, but something that does create that final home for this part of the plan?
We're looking at all possible options. UNLV Health is not in a position to purchase a clinic, and so we are looking at possible lease options at this time.
A follow-up meeting at another time in regards to that. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Madam Chair.
So, yes.
Regent Gokachia, do we have any projections about what it would cost, though, if we were looking to acquire, or I realize we're talking a year, 18 months, maybe even as far as 2 years on this extension, if they're willing, but at some point they could say, no, that isn't an option, correct? A year into it, they could say, no, we're going to give you 6 more months and that's it. I mean, what's it going to cost if we have to? You say you're not prepared to, but what's it going to cost if we have to?
Well, President Heavey, for the record, thank you for that question, Regent Gokachia. As Interim Dean Netsky said, we're sort of looking at many different possibilities, and we've been kind of scouring the city broadly. We'd love to keep this practice in the medical district, but there's a shortage of space in that area, and that's why UMC wants to recoup this space for some of their own needs. We're also, you know, exploring options with philanthropic partners about what might be possible and what we could potentially bond. And so I think there's a broad range of possibilities that could happen. The most likely scenario is find vacant space that we could lease, but we'd want to enter into a long-term lease for that property because we'd have to do the facilities improvements to make it, you know, adapted to the needs of the pediatric clinic. But kind of everything is on the table.
Thank you. I guess keep us posted.
Thank you.
Okay, so as a reminder again, this is for possible action. So I'll entertain a motion or any other discussion regarding this Sixth Amendment to the interlocal medical office lease with UMC.
Regent Brager for the motion to approve.
Thank you, Regent Brager. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you,
Regent Gokachia, for the record.
Thank you. All right. So any other discussion? I'll call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Item number 8, resolution pre-approval to purchase real property in Reno or UNR. And for this, I will go to President Brian Sandoval.
Good morning, Madam Chair, Madam Vice Chair, members of the committee. For the record, Brian Sandoval, President of the University of Nevada. For your consideration today are the university's request for the pre-approval to purchase 2 properties located at 711 Evans Avenue and 628 Lake Street in Reno. These properties, and you're familiar with this, sit within the heart of University Village, where we've assembled a significant amount of properties. We are looking to get your approval or pre-approval at up to appraised value so that we can purchase these properties. There's a really good map in your materials that shows how we've assembled these at this time, and essentially, this would complete our assemblage, almost complete our assemblage within the district. And I wanted to make a record also what the sense of urgency is with regard to the 711 Evans Avenue. The current or the property owner died intestate, so there is going to be an estate sale, which would require a period of no more than 45 days within which to purchase that property. And our concern is twofold. First, a strategic one, that if we lose the opportunity to purchase that property going through the normal process, we likely will not have an opportunity in the future to get it. And if we do, we likely would have to pay substantially more than what it would go for in an estate sale. And then secondly, with the 628 Lake Street property, again, which you can see on that map in your materials with the arrows, that property is currently occupied by several physicians, and it's a business office, but it is a residence, and it was they want to depart from there and do a 1031 exchange once they're able to find a new property. And again, there's a sense of urgency, because once they find that new, the property that they want to move to, they'll want to consummate a sale as soon as possible. Certainly, for those two properties, they will help us with our goal of providing even more affordable housing for our graduate students and early faculty and staff. And as I've told, as I've mentioned to some of you previously in our meetings, for the status of University Village, all of the units that were available and have been refurbished are occupied right now, and it's about 70% occupied. But again, I see this as almost a singular and last opportunity to be able to acquire these properties in order to create the assemblage where we would have control of this entire area within University Village. So for those reasons, I would respectfully request your favorable consideration of this agenda item. The potential purchase price for 711 Evans Avenue is from $740,000 to $810,000, and for 628 Lake Street, the potential purchase price is between $850,000 and $900,000. So with that, Madam Chair, I'm happy to answer any questions that you or any members of the committee have. Thank you.
Thank you, President Sandoval. I'll open the floor to Regents for any questions or comments.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Regent Gogachia.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Regent Gogachia, for the record. I'm comfortable with this, given the fact it can't exceed appraised value, and which is how the law reads. And we can go up to 10% over, but legally, but it's not to exceed. So I'm very comfortable with this and familiar somewhat with the area, and I think it's a good move to move forward. And we'll make a motion when you're ready to entertain one.
I would just ask that in addition to the Chief General Counsel or NG Special Real Estate Counsel, their review and approval for this to also come before the committee, not for approval, but just for our review. Since this is a pre-approval, we don't normally go through this process. I understand that timing is important with this item, but just to ensure clear transparency, that the committee be apprised of the steps along the way as these sales move forward. I'll ask our counsel if that's okay to ask for that addition.
Jimmy Martinez, for the record, I think there's one of two ways you could do it. You can, committee member could include that in any motion that it come back for updates, or it could also be a new business item.
Thank you.
Michael Wixon, for the record.
Okay, so this.
Pardon me, Regent.
Yes.
Carvalho, Chair Carvalho, if you go to the briefing paper itself provides that on proposed conditions for pre-approval, notice of intent to execute the contract be given to members of the Business and Finance Committee of the Board of Regents at least 7 calendar days prior to the execution of the agreement by the Chancellor. Is that notice period sufficient for you, or are you asking for a longer notice period?
Thank you. Okay, so then at this time, I will ask for a motion.
Regent Goicoechea, for the record, I will make that motion. But again, I think the question was, will the 7 days be ample time?
Yeah, if I can, pardon me, Regent Carvalho. The question I have is, the agenda as presented to you envisions that the committee will receive notice 7 days prior to the execution of the agreement by the chancellor. This is on the bullet point on page 1 of 7 of the briefing paper, under proposed conditions for pre-approval. The question is, Chair Carvalho, is that 7-day period sufficient for you, or do you want a longer period of time? Just to clarify, in light of your earlier question.
No, as long as that does come to us in with at least 7 calendar days prior to execution, that's sufficient. I think that's appropriate in this case. Thank you for pointing that out.
With that, Madam Chair, I would make the motion, and anticipating we will be noticed at least 7 days prior.
Chia, for that motion. Is there a second?
I second.
Thank you, Regent Goodman, for the second. at this time, any other discussion? Seeing and hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Item number 9, third amended lease agreement with the Davidson Academy of Nevada, University of Nevada, Reno. President Brian Sandoval.
Good morning again, Madam Chair, Madam Vice Chair, members of the committee. For the record, Brian Sandoval, President of the University of Nevada, Reno. Today we bring forward for your consideration the request for approval of the third amended lease agreement between the University of Nevada, Reno and the Davidson Academy of Reno. As you recall, the board approved the second amended lease earlier this year in March of 2025. At the time, both parties agreed to confirm the exact gross square footage of the lease space in the Jot Travis building. Following a facilities audit conducted by university staff, we discovered that earlier measurements had inadvertently included mechanical areas which should not have been part of the calculation. This amendment corrects the square footage to reflect the accurate premises and the amount of rent that will be paid thereafter. With that, Madam Chair, we respectfully request the committee's and the board approval of the third amended lease agreement with the Davids Academy of Nevada, and that the board authorize the chancellor to execute the lease and any non-material or corrective amendments necessary to implement it. And with that, we'd respectfully request your favorable consideration. Thank you.
Thank you, President Sandoval. I'll now open it up for any questions or comments, or a possible motion from committee members.
Regent Goicoechea, a motion to approve. It makes no sense to charge them rent for the mechanical areas.
Thank you very much, Regent Goicoechea. Is there a second?
Second.
Second from Regent Goodman. Any other discussion? Seeing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Item number 10. Yes, please. President Sandoval.
I think he was only excusing himself from the podium.
Good. Thank you so much. Item number 10, new business. Are there any items for consideration at future meetings at this time from committee members? Hearing none, I will move to item number 11, public comment. Is there any public comment at Great Basin College?
Not seeing any, Madam Chair.
Thank you so much, Regent Goicoechea. SES, is there any public comment on the phone?
There is no public comment on the phone at this time, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much. So at this time, I will adjourn the meeting of the BFF committee at 9:35.